The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Thursday, the 28th of February. In your Squeeze today, escalating tensions between India and Pakistan. Cardinal Pell spends his first night in prison. Trump and Kim's dinner. And Ida Butro's new job. This is your Squeeze today. Claire, we've spoken a bit over the past week or so of tensions between India and Pakistan over Kashmir. The dispute over Kashmir has been going for decades, but things have certainly escalated of late. Yesterday, tensions between the two nations, who both have nuclear weapons, again increased when Pakistan shot down two Indian fighter jets.
That's right. And reports also say that Pakistan also lost a fighter jet, although it says that didn't happen. India claims that it downed one of theirs. So a bit of tit for tat there. And yes, it's a particularly alarming case, analysts say, because it's not really been seen before that two nuclear armed countries have carried out airstrikes on each other's territories like this.
So is there a chance of an all-out war?
There is. It's happened before. So there certainly is. When it comes to talking to the heads of governments, though, they're certainly talking down that and saying that they've got much cooler heads. Imran Khan, who is the former cricket great, who's the Prime Minister of Pakistan, yesterday said, look, you know, we're showing them that we can really have a go at India just as much as they can have a go at us, but that it was something that they really needed to be quite restrained about, because if a fight does actually break out, all-out war about Kashmir, then it could potentially be something that's outside of the government's hands. And what that means is that Islamic insurgents get involved, and then it's a whole other thing.
For India's part, the Prime Minister is yet to comment, but the Foreign Minister has said that restraint was the key, and India does not want to see further escalation of the situation. Moving on to Cardinal Pell, he was taken into custody yesterday.
That's right. It happened after Pell's legal team dropped a bid for bail. Pell's sentencing hearing takes place on the 13th of March, and he'll certainly be in detention after that, after an appeal is then launched sometime down that track.
To Indonesia, and a gold mine has collapsed, causing a landslide and trapping a number of people, Claire.
Yeah, buried 60 people by the sounds of it, and 13 have been rescued. So, yeah, there's still a bit to work out there. Apparently, these mines are illegal, but they are quite widespread across Indonesia, particularly in the rural areas. And experts said that any of the miners who were trapped who were experienced would likely know how to extend their oxygen supply if they weren't, badly injured and in a position to look after themselves a little bit. But yes, there'll be a lot more searching today.
And Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un have had dinner in Hanoi last night. Reporters on the ground didn't get much from Trump, though, on what was discussed.
What Trump has said is that, yes, that he's still committed to asking for North Korea to denuclearise. That's the aim of the game. And when it came to whether there would be any advance on ending the Korean War, he just said, we'll see. But got a link in the email today to what they ate, and that's certainly very interesting.
Oh, what did they eat?
Oh, very traditional Western sort of menu. It was a shrimp cocktail, steak, and then chocolate cake. So
didn't try it. That's a shame. Missed opportunity. Vietnam's got some great food.
It really does.
Australia's biggest fruit and veg grower, Costa, has warned that profits could be down due to subdued demand for tomatoes, berries and avocados. They warned about that back in December. Where did they land?
They landed, to put it into perspective, $70 million was the comparable profit that they made in the last financial year, this financial year, looking at $4.3 million. So quite a significant drop for the first half. Talking to journalists yesterday about their result, their CEO said that one of the things that they really need to work on is making sure that the quality of avocados is something that's fixed.
They said they'd done a survey and nearly 50% of consumers were unhappy with the consistency, the quality of avocados.
Yeah, I can put my hand up for that.
Yeah, I hear that. And it looks like Ida Buttrose will be announced as the new chair of the ABC.
Yeah, that's what the ABC is reporting. They say that that will be announced today. It hasn't been officially confirmed, but certainly there's quotes in that report from senior people that makes it look like it's something that's a foregone conclusion. She replaces Justin Milne, who resigned in September. You remember there was all that controversy over the sacking of the managing director, Michelle Guthrie. They still need to find a managing director. So that's the next step. But Buttrose, who was the founding editor of Clio, she was the longtime editor of the Australian Woman's Weekly. She's a mainstay of Australian media. She's her appointment. If when that happens today, certainly people have been saying good things about that already.
Yeah, she's also a former Australian of the Year, of course, which I'd forgotten, but
yeah,
77 years old, taking that job. Sam Kerr has been named captain of our women's soccer team, the Matildas.
Yeah, and that's really looking to regroup that team after the sacking of their coach not that long ago, an appointment of a new coach, and they've got some pretty big games coming up in a Women's World Cup a little bit in coming
June.
Months. Yeah. So Sam Kerr, who of course is a superstar, she won all sorts of big international awards last year, said that it was something that was a massive honour for her.
Yeah, they're currently playing in the Cup of Nations here in Australia. They'll take on New Zealand tonight. And I read that Sam Kerr was actually in that Nike ad we were discussing just a few days ago.
There you go.
Yeah, doing a backflip. She can do a backflip.
I did see the green and gold backflip and I wondered who that was, whether it was an Australian. Yeah. And there you go.
Each day, the Squiz Today email subject line is a song lyric that relates to a news item. What have we got today?
We've got, how can you go past Justin Bieber's original baby O? That's in relation to the birth weight of the world's smallest baby boy to be sent home healthy. He was born in August last year, weighing just 268 grams. Apparently he was so small that you could cup your hands and put him in it. He went home last week weighing 3.2 kilos. So doctors were really, really happy with that result.
Yeah, that's amazing. He was born in Tokyo. Finally, there's plenty more news in the Squiz Today email. If you read the email every day this week, you'll go in the draw to win $100 to spend at Woolworths. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast and we'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.